good morning, you. Welcome back. It's a Friday morning show here. End of the week, first of the month. Coming to you live from the Radio Hut right here on Dakota Avenue. And I'm a happy guy because every Friday I get to go out to the Wellness Center at CHI and get in my workouts. And a lady that got me going on that, standing right in front of me here, Terry Anderson, president and CEO of CHI. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, you're sitting here with a big smile on your face, and I know why. We're talking about things going on at CHI. Talk about onward and upward.
Yep. A lot of things to celebrate.
You do have a lot of things to celebrate.
And when you talk about the wellness, the traffic that's going into our wellness center is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do, too, and I've been bragging about you, too. It's like, yeah, that's the place I go. Because people say, what are you doing? Going out to the wellness center and working out three times a week.
Yeah. And you know, those girls out there will just, they'll coach you and they'll keep you going and
take care of you.
That's right. Definitely.
Well,
what's happening?
You got your list here. I'm going to let you dive into that.
Yeah, you were gone for 2 weeks. So some of it we've been talking about, but now we're getting closure.
Okay.
You know, we had our Milner open house yesterday and we had over 100 people show up. It's our yearly picnic.
Yeah.
But over 100 hot dogs, brats, got to meet a lot of nice people in the Milner community.
Incredible.
It was a great gathering. Nursing home got their 5-star rating.
Of course.
Which, you know, we talked a little bit about, had Becky here last week, and that is, you know, they look at your quality, what your surveys have been, and your staffing. So pride ourselves greatly on that. We're like at a 4 for a short time, but we're back at that 5. And we got, like I said, Bill, we have a lot to celebrate.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, you know, I am so excited. You know, but it's the staff that did it. Mm-hmm. We've got great staff out there. The other thing along with surveys, we had our FDA mammo survey yesterday. Flying colors, got that passed through. And then I've talked about, now that we're in the X-ray department, our radiologist is 2 days a week. He will be 5 days a week come September. He is remote and he does our reads. Our CAT scans, MRIs, any X-ray turnaround time should be like within 24 to 48 hours.
I love hearing that. Yeah, that's the stuff you want to know right away.
So if you need that scan out there and you want to get it done in a hurry, you know, he's our new... radiologist.
Fantastic.
And then we're finalizing on our surgeon, Igel Brightman, and I will have him on the radio if he comes. He's looking at a house in the community. We're going to start doing our major advertisement, billboard, everything else. So he's earmarked for September 1, and I know we've talked about it, but we just had to get his license through the state of Minnesota.
Sure.
But he comes with vast, vast knowledge of, you know, your... You know, I think his background at one point was bariatric surgery, but he's a general surgeon, appendectomies, gallbladders, cholecystectomies. You know, that's
what a great addition.
I know. Yeah,
and just kind of adds to the whole ever increasing framework out there.
Right, and it's just exploding. Mm-hmm. So very excited with that. The other thing is we do an employee engagement just to see the pride, just to feel, get a gauge, and we actually had 98% compliance with all the employees. So the treat we're going to do is I'm bringing in a food truck. Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. Get them with food. That's what I always
say. Absolutely. So, you know, I had a town hall and, you know, I talked about catering because I don't want to have our staff prepare the food to feed our staff because they should be treated, you know, have rewards also. And I just mentioned, you know, catering, food truck, you know, and by the next meeting in the afternoon, it was food truck. So I guess.
I love it.
You know, they set the tone and I'm going to go with it. And then our farm, I talked to Rick, who is our farmer out there. He's already donated over 700 pounds of food. You know, and when
Just this season.
You know, and I know he's planted more acreage out there. And I said to him, are we at peak? He goes, well, the season is just weird this year. I mean, I suppose because of the rain.
Right.
But I know we did 3.2 tons last year, and we're hoping to double that.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so I am hoping. And so I had...
Some of that go to the food pantry?
It all goes to the food... Most of it goes to the food pantry, and then we have Veggie RX. So when people come into the clinic or the hospital or the ER, if you get asked, like, is transportation an issue? Is food an issue? Is housing an issue? And we have a social determinant worker that will help you with all those components. But if it's food, we'll give you a veggie RX where you come on Tuesdays and Thursdays and we give you a basket.
Grown right there in your garden.
Grown right there, yes. You know, so that is just awesome.
Are there any other medical facilities that have something like this that have their own farm grown out back?
Not that I am totally aware of.
That is so cool.
So the state of Minnesota recognizes innovative projects for the community. So I told Rick, I said, hey, I nominated you. So fingers crossed
good.
In September, St. Francis gets that for that because it is huge.
It's truly unique.
Yep.
It really is. And again, just adds to everything out there.
Right.
I like the freshen up you've done out there too, the paint, the carpet. It, everything. It looks so nice.
Did you see the north side of the building?
I have not yet.
Oh, so there were some footings there that were sticking out. And, you know, the employees are like, you know, are you going to do something? We need to do something with it. It holds water.
Mm-hmm.
They can't remove all the snow. We had huge culverts sitting out there. And so at the first of the fiscal year, put somebody on it, and they've got most of it removed.
Imagine that.
I know. And so now it's just going to have to, you know, they got more to do. But what was really heartwarming with that, Bill, is the gentleman, the company that's doing it, he, and I don't know all the, it's, you know, all secondhand weather, but what I heard is that he gave a great deal to the city for the sand. Like, come and get our sand, you know, we'll give you a great deal. So think about St. Francis, the gravel or sand from there, when winter hits, it's going to be our sand on the street.
Wow.
And apparently did the same thing for Horse Place in Fargo. The culverts, instead of crushing them and getting rid of them, they went to the city. So, you know, that was a great project. So I don't know, you know, the exchange of everything, but nothing really went to waste.
Still some great outreach,
yeah,
you know, right into the community.
Yeah, so that just kind of, that's our mission. So
sure.
That was great. And then, you know, lastly, what I want to bring up, if anybody's interested in purchasing a ticket, again, we want to get out in the community because, I mean, that's us. That's
mm-hmm.
what we want.
Sure.
And so the foundation wanted to, you know, our annual fundraiser, and we decided that everything is going to go back to the community. So we do have a raffle ticket. It's $10 a ticket. We're selling 1,000. Top prize is one $1,000 winner, five $500 winners, and five $250 winners. All the proceeds, everything back to the food pantry.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
I love that.
Yeah.
I need some tickets.
Oh, I got them in my purse, Bill.
I'll tell you what, Terry, always great to, you know, I just like standing back and just in hearing about how great the wheels are turning out there. And I love going in there and seeing all the staff smiles and just the attitude.
Yeah,
you know, it's so good.
Yeah, we're just onward and forward.
All
so,
right.
And it, you know what, Bill? It's the whole group out
mm-hmm.
there.
It starts at the top, too. So.
Well, thank you.
You might want
thank
to take
you.
A bow for that.
Thank you.
Terry, great to have you in here. Look forward to our chat next Friday.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful weekend, all right?
You too.
929 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Partly cloudy, 65 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Remote ranching is a new and growing thing in rural America. Dr. Maria Silvera, director of the research at the Noble Research Institute, recently talked about ranching via technology.
Virtual fencing is one of the tools that you can use to manipulate your cow herd from your computer, basically. So it allows you to graze where and when you want to. And reduce labor cost, reduces the cost associated with a traditional fence. It makes it much easier to change the animals, rotate the animals. So the study that I presented today was comparing rotational system versus a continuous stocking system.
She said that the technology worked better than she thought it would.
To me, one of the biggest surprises, first, I wasn't very positive that technology was actually going to work.